of giving.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we are grateful that we have arrived safely in your house, a house where we feel so much love from you. We pray that we can show that love by giving to you with a joyful and sincere heart. Amen.
As we prepare to come to the table of the Lord, I would open the floor to any prayers, joys and concerns. That's the word. Share any joys and concerns that we have, and I have a few here that I'm going to start with. And at the top of the list is a joy that Joanna Bailey celebrated her birthday yesterday.
That's the one where you suddenly are old.
And I think that we ought to sing happy birthday to Joanna. So let us sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you for all you do for us. Moving forward, Kim's co-worker Amanda lost her grandmother Friday, so please pray for Amanda and her family. Janet asked prayers for the family of her former co-worker Alan Berger, who passed away last night, and for Egyptian Coptic Christians on the two bombings during Palm Sunday services in Tanta and Alexandria. Let us all pray that we may come together as one, because the world isn't going to survive it if we don't. Please continue prayers for Larry McClure, who is Jennifer Beach's brother-in-law. Radiation was causing more issues and surgery was not an option. Not sure what direction or prognosis is. So please pray for Larry in this time and for the family as well. Are there other prayer requests that we have today? Yes, Jack?
Prayers for me that is back in the hospital. And also for the Coptic Christians in Egypt, there were two bombings this morning.
Yeah. Thank you. Any other prayer requests that we have today? Then let us come to the table of the Lord. Friends, this is the table of the Lord. It is not a Presbyterian table. It is not a community of faith table, but is a table for all who call on Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I invite you, and Jesus invites you, to come and be served and be welcome. Let us pray. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, creator and ruler of the universe. In your wisdom you made all things and sustained them by your power. You made us in your image, setting us in your world to love and serve you, and to live in peace with your whole creation. From generation to generation, you have guided us, sending prophets to turn us from wayward paths into the way of righteousness. Out of your great love for the world, you sent your only Son among us to redeem us and to be the way to eternal life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the choirs of heaven and with the faithful of every time and place who forever sing to the glory of your name. Majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. As one of us, he knew our joys and sorrows, our struggles with temptation. He was like us in every way except sin. In him we see what you created us to be. Though blameless, he suffered willingly for our sin. Though innocent, he accepted death for the guilty. On the cross, he offered himself a perfect sacrifice for the life of the world. But his suffering and death, he freed us from sin and death. Risen from the grave, he leads us to the joy of new life. Remembering all your mighty and merciful acts, we take this bread and this wine from the gifts you have given us and celebrate with joy the redemption won for us in Jesus Christ. Accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim the one crucified and risen. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, unite us with the living Christ and with all who are baptized in his name, that we may be one in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be Christ's body in the world. Gracious and loving God, we offer prayers for you today from our own community and the world. We pray for Larry McClure, that they find a treatment for him that will help with his cancer. We pray a prayer of thanksgiving for Joanna Bailey on her 70th birthday. We pray for Kim's coworker Amanda, who lost her grandmother. We pray for Amanda and her family as they come to terms with this loss. We pray for the family of Alan Berger, friend of Janet, who passed away last night. And we pray for Egyptian Coptic Christians on the two bombings during Palm Sunday services in Tanta and Alexandria. We pray for Nita Clyer and for Jack as she is in the hospital again and as he supports her. And Lord, in the quietness of this place, we lift to you at this time the prayers that we have, but that remain unspoken. Amen. Lead us, O God, in the way of Christ. Give us the courage to take up our cross and in full reliance upon your grace to follow him. Help us to love you above all else and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, demonstrating that in love and deed and word, demonstrating that love in deed and word in the power of your Spirit. Give us strength to serve you faithfully until the promised day of resurrection, when with the redeemed of all the ages, we will feast with you at your table in glory. Through Christ, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. And now, as the Savior Christ has taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, and he broke it, and he passed it to them, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup and he poured it out, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Thank you.
Let us pray.
Lord God, you have given us a share in the one cup and the one bread and made us one with Christ. Help us to bring your salvation and joy to all the world. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our sending hymn is number 101, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Are quiet. The hosannas are silent. As we move through this week, let us remember the significance of what it means. Christ died for us. Christ lives for us. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.
Does somebody want this?
No.
Okay, so I can just.
You can be in with it.
Communion wasn't in green. I didn't know. You're kidding me.
Sign up for it.
All right.
I'm in your generation now.